Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Thank you so much for listening. We're available on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and of course online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my guest co-host today, Bill Wolf. Thanks for coming to the studio so early.
It's my pleasure.
We're all letting you know, on Saturday, there will be people in public without their pants. A little public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also tell you why. One of the guys behind it is right here. His pants are on. So that's good.
Are they?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's not Saturday yet.
Yeah.
First, let's get some news from Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Good morning. Four former death row inmates who claim they were tortured by Chicago police will receive a nearly $20 million settlement. The Chicago City Council approved the settlement Wednesday, saying it was necessary to heal community relations with police. Chicago Alderman Ed Smith was one of those who pushed for the deal. Here he is, courtesy of WBBM-TV.
I just hope that we will never again see this kind of case come before this City Council. It was a black eye on the city of Chicago.
Special prosecutors last year in Chicago released a report saying that a group of police officers had used methods like beatings and electric shocks to get suspects to confess. The attacks happened in the 1980s, and most of the prisoners were African American. The officers are no longer with the Chicago Police Department, but prosecutors say they can't be charged because the statute of limitations has run out. The settlement ends lawsuits by the four men. They were pardoned in January 2003. President Bush is using his current Middle East swing to push for peace between Israelis and Palestinians and to convince the Gulf states to isolate Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Another issue is crowding the agenda on this trip, the threat of a rising Iran. Mr. Bush is trying to clear up some confusion in the region about his Iran policy following an intelligence report that said Iran halted a nuclear weapons program in 2003.
A country which once had a secret program can easily restart a secret program. A country which can enrich for civilian purposes can easily transfer that knowledge to a military program.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. The worst of the violence may be over in Kenya, but the humanitarian crisis has just begun. Ethnic fighting broke out in Kenya after a disputed presidential election on December 27th. The official government estimate says 500 people were killed, and another 250,000 have fled their homes. Most of them are hunkered down in public parks. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
In just over a week, Kenya has cracked under the weight of ethnic rivalries and political hatred. And those who were just hanging on before the vote are now in free fall. In Nairobi's Jamhuri Park, a showground for prize cattle and agricultural wonderments, about 4,000 people from nearly every major ethnic group are sleeping with the monkeys in the open air. And there are showgrounds like these with comparable numbers nationwide.
We were even told last week that two women delivered there at Jamhuri Park. And can you imagine the type of condition there?
And finally, U.S. Marshals in Washington, D.C. made a grisly discovery Wednesday when they went to deliver an eviction notice. The marshals noticed a foul odor coming from next door. Inside, they found the decomposing bodies of four girls between the ages of 5 and 18. A spokesperson for the Marshals Service says the woman who opened the door remained calm throughout. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Laura.